Be bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, my magical friends. So this is a special episode, and I'm so excited to be here with you. We are on the other side of two major eclipses, and holy cannoli, if it hasn't affected you, I'm impressed. I've talked to most people, and you know, I'm an intuitive for a living and do a lot of in-person sessions as well as phone and Zoom sessions, and I've been the busiest I think I've ever been. People are like, what is going on? And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the eclipses, but I also wanted to talk about the power of letting things go and also the power of a breakdown. And so I'm going to start with a little bit of a story. I have, you know, been in a really good space in my life. I've been through probably more trauma and breakdowns and very interesting experiences than most people. I've told my story of the sinking ship where on my honeymoon I got cheated on and thrown overboard and our boat sank. And people like hear that story and they're like, Catherine, you got to be kidding. You're joking, right? I'm like, no, it's a true story. Totally true story. And so, you know, I, as an empath and as a sensitive being and as an intuitive and someone who's quite psychic, I've always been a little overly emotional sometimes, especially when things on the planet are changing, but I might not have the awareness or the information. And so it's been over a decade since I've had a full-blown, monumental, colossal breakdown. And a couple weeks ago, it was two Mondays ago, a little bit in between the two eclipses at some point, maybe it was like a little bit, yeah, it was the Monday in between the two eclipses. And I woke up and was going about my day. I wasn't really feeling good. I knew something major was shifting, but I didn't have the words. I didn't have the information. I didn't really know what it was. And all of a sudden, I was like, I better take a bath. So I took a bath and I just started sobbing. And I started uncontrollably shaking and sobbing and uncontrollably shaking. I ended up on my bathroom floor on my rug in a pile, drooling, crying, snotting. It was a really pretty experience. And I, like, it was like something had taken over me. And I've had similar experiences in different ways, but this one kind of like blindsided me, for better lack of a word. And at the end of it, I cried myself for probably 6 to 8 hours and cried myself to sleep. And as somebody who's quite intuitive with energy, it sort of shocked me. I was like, what is this and where did it come from? Well, it basically got me to a really, really, really deep core wound within myself that was asking to be let go of. I've been uber independent most of my life and thought that that was a positive feature. But I'm, as I get older and as I am building companies and working with people all over the world and working with some of the most creative, successful, awake, aware people on the planet, I'm going, wow, I need to change some dynamics because I'm noticing I'm not super comfortable with a lot of people in my space, or I'm not really allowing these deep, deep, deep intimate relationships. I have several, but I also notice where my body kind of goes, no, I'm good. I mean, people all the time ask if, you know, when I would travel the world, they say, oh, would you like to stay with us? I'm like, no, I'll stay in a hotel. Thank you so much. And I realized at first it was like this energy of I didn't want to impose, which was my people pleaser coming out. I talk about that in other episodes. I also have a online course called The People Pleaser for anyone who might be stuck in people pleasing tendencies or might be struggling from fatigue or burnout or financial stress or relationship stress, and they're not really sure how to navigate it. I've discovered, and this is just my personal opinion, that a majority of the symptoms that we suffer from, I believe the root cause is placed in people-pleasing, afraid of what others think, afraid of speaking your truth, afraid of living in your truth. So here I am a week and a half ago, whatever it was, on the floor in my bathroom, sobbing, drooling, you know, walked myself into bed, got under the covers, got an extra comforter because it was freezing and I have several down comforters. I was like snuggled under the down comforters in a, what do you call those? In like a fleece bathrobe that I sleep in sweatpants and, you know, wool socks and like shivering and shaking and crying. And it was like out of nowhere, this wound that I didn't even know was there was getting released. And it shocked me a little bit. It scared me a little bit, but I know enough about energy and about my own experience with energy that I was like, I'm just going to ride this out and do my best. When I fall asleep, let myself sleep. I'll wake up and it'll be a new day. And so often I believe that when we're going through something quite major, hitting a wound that we don't know is there, trying to change sort of the course of our life, maybe you're working on changing your finances, maybe you're working on changing your business, maybe you're working on your relationships and allowing your relationships to have more intimacy in them, whatever it is you're dealing with, when we are hitting a core wound or something that really would like to be healed and released out of the body, most of us take that problem to a therapist, to an energy worker, to our best friend, to our partner, to our spouse. And what happens is when we have those conversations, and by the way, it's not a bad thing to do that, but sometimes you can get stuck. So I tried calling someone in the middle of it and I realized I wasn't making any sense and I wasn't going to get anywhere. And so I just sort of let it go and cried myself to sleep. And in that process, I remembered an experience about 12 years ago where that exact same thing happened to me. It was about this time of the year. And I was 5 months pregnant. And I didn't realize it at the time, but something had happened in my relationship with my husband at the time. I was 5 months pregnant. And little did I know there was also an earthquake happening on the other side of the world. So it was happening in Haiti. And he and I got into an exchange and it created an emotional outburst where I didn't feel like I had control. And I shook and cried in bed for probably 2 days. And I remember coming to and someone said, did you hear about the earthquake in Haiti? And I was like, no, but that makes a lot of sense. And so there's more to the story about my pregnancy that I don't really ever publicly talk about. But at that time, I was pregnant with twins. I didn't go to a doctor. I had a midwife and a doula, and we didn't do ultrasounds, but there were two babies. I was not as far along as I thought I was. So I was probably 4 months pregnant, not 5 months pregnant. So it would have been right around this time, 12 years ago. And so when I realized that there were two babies in my body, I only have one son, I had a conversation with both of these energies, and I said, what did you come here for? What would you like to create in the world? What is our life going to look like? And I'm saying this because most of us try to figure out what we want our lives to look like in our heads, and then we'll go do it, but we rarely ask the energies. So ask the energy of your business, what it wants to look like. Ask the energy of your health and your body, what it wants to look like. Ask the energy of your relationships, what it wants to look like. What is it here for? What's its purpose? What is it here to create or contribute to you? And I promise you'll get much more information out of that conversation than you will directly out of having a conversation with another human, so to speak, right? So I'm asking this energy in my body and these two energies what they want. And one of the energies said, I came here for redemption. I was like, well, who are you? And it was like, I'm your grandmother. So a lot of people don't know that as I was waking up to my psychic abilities, my intuitive abilities, my healing abilities, right? And I don't believe necessarily that I am a healer per se. I just believe I'm a conduit to translate energies that aren't always translatable. And so I'm just a channel, just a conduit, just a piece of information. And I believe that when you work with someone else, it creates a co-creative experience. When you work with a group of people, it creates a co-creative experience. And information, you get to decide what you want to do with that information. And so this being comes in and says, it came in for redemption. Who are you? I'm your grandmother. I was like, oh, we don't need to have redemption. And so I looked at, we had had a lot of lifetimes together, a lot of experiences together. And I was like, and there was an experience in which I won't go into the full story, but basically my grandmother had asked something of me before I incarnated in physical form. And this probably sounds like crazy to a lot of people. I spent my life feeling quite crazy. And yet so often when I look at information or I look at energy, it's the vibration of that energy seems to be right on point. And that's what I am more interested in than the story or than the past lifetime or then, you know, whatever we're looking for clarity in order to let go or in order to heal or in order to move forward. And so my grandmother, before incarnating in this lifetime, had asked something of me and it didn't go so well. And so she was like, I came back for redemption because I'm really sorry what I asked you to do. It didn't work. I was like, you know what, Grandma, we don't need redemption. You've been an amazing guide. My grandmother, this grandmother in particular, died on my 15th birthday at 10:30 in the morning. And I knew it. No one told me, but I like almost blacked out. I almost passed out as a sophomore in high school. Someone looked at me and said, are you okay? And without any cognitive information, I just looked at her and said, I think my grandma just died. And I didn't know it, but at that time, my grandmother had come into my body. And it wasn't until much later in my life, I learned to get her out of my body. So I had inexplainable illnesses. I had inexplainable temper tantrums. I all of a sudden became like a really bratty teenager out of nowhere. Like nothing that worked up until 15 was working from 15 on once I had my birthday. And so when I finally got my grandmother out of my body, I was able to have much better conversation with her. But here's the piece that really is fascinating to me. And I believe that there are a lot of people on the planet struggling with something in their body, and they may or may not know it, but they have another energy in their body that isn't allowing them to have full sort of anonymity with their body, full control over their own body. And so if you're struggling with weight and you've never been able to change it, if you have been diagnosed with something and you can't change it, there might be another energy in your body that is causing the conflict. And so it wasn't until I got her out of my body that I was like, I finally had access to my body. And so she would be my guide and she would guide me. We would have conversations. I would ask her a whole bunch of stuff. Well, in this experience where I'm, I guess, 4 months pregnant, I tell the story 5 months pregnant, but I realize I was a month off my due date, or a little bit more than a month off. And so here I am shaking and crying. And I come to that next week, I go to my midwife and she's like, "Oh my God, what happened to the other baby? It's gone." And I was like, "Oh my God, I told this being." So while I'm shaking and crying, I'm telling this being, "I don't need redemption. I don't need you to come back as my child. We've done this in so many lifetimes. We don't need to do it again. You're more valuable to me as an energy." And, you know, this might sound crazy to a lot of people. I get it. It sounds a little crazy to me, even though I'm the one with the experience and telling the story. But once she was out of my body, it was like everything started to make more sense. I had more energy. Things were worked more smoothly. And so, you know, 10 days ago when I had this breakdown, it was the same energy as this 12 years ago when I was pregnant. And so when I went to the midwife and they were like, "You have one baby," I was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy. I can't believe it actually works." And here's why I'm telling this story is because so often we dismiss the miraculous and magical things that not only our bodies are capable of, but we are capable of as a being, as an energy. And all that's required is that we start asking the universe to contribute to us, asking the things that we'd like to manifest to make themselves known, ask the things that we're challenged with to transform with ease, to become more magical, right? And it is within each and every single one of you, but you have to believe it's possible. My life, I kind of don't believe half the things that have occurred in my life. And, you know, I will be telling that story in some book at some point in the future. The book, the second book, is already written. It's just not yet ready to be published. And so one of the things in the last several years that I have been quite diligent with myself in is the timing of things. I used to rush. Right? Rush flying around the world to put on classes all over the world, rush getting a class out, rush a business deal, rush a relationship. And the last several years, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let the universe support me in the exact timing. And so for all of you out there, these eclipses were quite monumental in significantly helping each and every single one of you sort of be a catalyst in your own life to allow what you've been asking for to come to fruition. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. The lunar eclipse was really all about, and look, I'm not an astrologer. I don't have like a background in astrology. I'm just giving you the information that I've sort of been looking at. And one of the things being me in this life is I pretty much have been my own experiment of energies on the planet, energies in life, and all of those things. So the lunar eclipse was all about restoring balance back to your relationships. That includes your relationship with your body. It includes your relationship to yourself. It includes your relationship to finances, your relationship to other, to where you live, to how you're seen, right? And so what this lunar eclipse was designed to do was to restore balance back to your relationships. It was also designed to help you let go of anything that doesn't serve you or won't serve you moving forward, right? And so that happened a couple weeks ago on a full moon with the lunar eclipse. And then 2 weeks, you know, we have a new moon, right? And a solar eclipse. And so the new moon is designed to wake you up to your sense of identity. And the amount of phone calls I'm getting, the amount of people asking me questions about what's going on the planet and in the world, I wanted to do a radio show to sort of talk about it, to give you a little clarity in your own life and your own experiences and what's happening for you. And I have been sleeping, I think, more than I ever have. It's kind of crazy. The last week and a half, it's like I'm taking naps in the middle of the day. I'm having to rearrange my schedule so I can take care of my body. I'm also working till late in the evening with clients on the phone. I mean, it's been quite busy, but also really beautiful. And so each and every single one of you is going to have a different experience. You're going to have a different emotional experience, a different physical experience. But with the solar eclipse, it was designed to help you step into your true identity. So let's say your old identity was a business owner. And as that identity, and as you were hanging on to that identity, it might have started to feel heavy. You might have started getting stressed out. Maybe you've been having health challenges or insecurities. Maybe your relationship is being challenged because of your identity to work. And what this eclipse is designed to open the door to is perhaps there's a new identity that wants to come through. This isn't about letting go of your business. This is just about maybe a new identity might serve supporting your business as well as supporting you. And so I don't believe that there's layers of compartmentalizing. And yet a lot of people on the planet, they like to compartmentalize. This is my family life. This is my work life. This is my health life. This is my vacation life. This is my business life. This is my fitness life. And I really do believe that everything can be an extension of itself, that they don't have to be compartmentalized. Now, not everybody needs to know your business. Your business is your business, right? But what we are being called to look at is there a new identity that has always been there for you, but you haven't quite yet been able to allow it or integrate it or be with it in a way that serves you? And so as the solar eclipse came through, it is inviting every single one of you to look at your sense of self. What is your relationship to the self? And is that relationship serving you? Or is there another way that you could perceive or receive your relationship to yourself? And I really believe that a lot of people are hiding who they are. They're afraid of being judged. They're afraid of, you know, I work with a lot of healers and they're like, well, if I really let all of this out, I might, you know, be burned at the stake or I might get attacked. And it's like, you know, now more than ever, we're in the age of Aquarius and we've probably been in the age of Aquarius for about 6 months. I'm not great at timelines, so don't quote me on that. But the age of Aquarius is all about waking up the light on the planet. We are entering into a new world and a new space. And so this solar eclipse is going to serve you in supporting you and allowing you to become who you've always wanted to be. No more hiding, no more fear, no more blaming it on other people might judge you, no more blaming it on your family that they won't support you. You don't know what someone is capable of doing to be there for you if they truly love you. You don't know. And yet, so often we make assumptions about where people are functioning from. And this is your invitation to stop making assumptions, not just about where other people are functioning from, but stop making assumptions about if you step into the greatness of you, what might happen. it's not fair to assume the worst in people. And so it's funny, I'm looking at myself on video. I'm like, yeah, I've been sleeping and resting and here I am in sweatpants. And then I have, you know, I think 8 hours of clients after this. And so, you know, we never know, but my invitation to each and every single one of you is, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? And so I wanted to talk a little bit about the power of a breakdown, right? Leads to a breakthrough, but also, would you be willing to let go of that which no longer serves you? So when we are in the process of letting go of things, we tend to use excuses as to why we can't let go of it. Oh, well, it won't work. Well, I've tried that before. Oh, my family won't support me. I'll get kicked out of my house. And yet we don't know. Those are just conversations. And really, they sound more like justifications or excuses rather than the truth of what could occur if you let things go. And so instead of worrying about what you might lose when you let go, what if you started looking at what would you gain, right? What would you gain if you allowed yourself to let go of that which no longer serves you? What would you gain in energy, in relationships, in abundance, in adventure, in joy, in, you know, taking the mask off and stop pretending and allowing yourself to really be, you know, and when you do that, you never know what could occur. So we'll talk a little bit about what you could gain on the other side of the break, but I just want to invite you to consider that what if everything that's ever occurred in your life is designed to get you where you are and where you want to be? What if there's nothing wrong with you? There's no problem to solve, right? There's nothing to fix. What if you are more magical and more miraculous and you're just a spiritual being having a human experience? And, you know, I sometimes laugh. I'm like, yeah, I have a physical body because I do a lot of work with people all over the world. And they look at me and they go, who are you? I'm like, yeah, I was born, you know, a white girl with green eyes and freckles and blonde hair that I dye. So it's not actually blonde anymore, but it was when I was born. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I just smile because I don't fit the part of what someone with perhaps the capacities and abilities that I have, I don't look like what someone might think I should look like. And so it's kind of fun to experience taking, I should say, experience allowing what it would be like to be your full expression of yourself. And so to all of you out there on the fence, stay tuned. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about allowing yourself to become all of you and what you could gain on the other side of it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back after these messages.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H.
TOSH.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. OM Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OM Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OM Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, so we're talking about breakdowns, breakthroughs, letting go, and the energy of the eclipses. And I really believe whenever you listen to this show, it probably will resonate in some way or another. So before we left the break or started the break, we were talking about the power of really, what are you going to gain if you let things go? And I know from personal experience, it can be a little scary to let something go, right? Because when we have an identity or we have a relationship that's worked for the most part, and we know it's time for a change, maybe it's a career path that you've taken and you're realizing something in your world needs to change. What I always look at is when you wake up in the morning, are you feeling fulfilled? Do you have energy? Are you excited about your day? Are you, excuse me, happens when we're clearing energy. Are you excited about your day? Are you looking forward to what's next? And if you're not, chances are there's some area of your life that it's time to let go of. It could be a relationship. It could be your relationship with yourself. It could be your parenting style. It could be one of your children are leaving the house and you're an empty nester and you haven't let go of that identity and embraced a new one. And so oftentimes we tend to hold on to it because it's familiar, it's comfortable, but comfortable doesn't create miraculous. Comfortable doesn't change worlds, right? Doesn't change the planet. Comfortable can sometimes lead to breakdowns, and it can also lead to health challenges. It can lead to autoimmune dis-ease. And so comfortable isn't always the best place to be. You want to look at, are you waking up with this renewed sense of energy? And look, we all have seasons. There is a season of rest. There is a season of letting go. There's a season of new coming in and blooming. There's a season of like joy and celebration. And so you just have to look at what season are you in and what season would you like to be in? This isn't about forcing the timing of things. This is about allowing the universe to support you, because when you ask for a new life, a new relationship, a new business, more abundance, more wealth, better health, improved digestion, the universe hears you. Your physical body hears you. And it will do everything it can to get you into that space that you're asking to be in. But here's the deal. Something's got to go. right? Something's got to give and you got to let go. And so in this let go, we tend to be scared of what we're going to lose instead of looking to what we might gain. What's next for you? What's going to open in your world? What's going to create? And so if you knew that you could have the relationship of your dreams, if you let go of your current one, if it's not working, right? But sometimes you just need to energetically let go of your current one so your current one can be the relationship you've always asked for. Doesn't work when you're controlling and manipulating and, you know, not necessarily being present and vulnerable with your truth. Because this is never about, and relationships get sticky because we want to point the finger at the other person. But oftentimes you have to look at what are we creating in that dynamic? What are we creating in our relationship with abundance, with wealth? Right? What are we creating in our relationship with trusting the self or trusting another? And when you start to look at, okay, if I let this go, it makes room for what I've always been asking for. So for those of you out there, look at the life that you'd like to create. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it taste like, right? What are the sensations, right? Does it have a feeling of adventure? Does it have a feeling of excitement or enthusiasm? Or, you know, I live in Aspen and I moved back in the fall and, you know, where I was living previously, which was downtown Aspen, I couldn't hear the planes coming in and out of town. And now I get to drive by the airport every day. I get to see all the planes. It just makes me happy. One of the things on my list is the sound of jet engines, right? Watching a plane land and take off, that has a really cool energy in my world that makes me think of the life I'd like to create, right? The adventures I'd like to go on and always come back home. And so you don't know what could be a catalyst for the life you'd like to have. Meaning, so if you would like to start a business in a different country, you want to ask yourself, well, what does it sound like? And so I had, oh, it sounds like jet engines, right? And now where I live, I get to see the planes coming in and out of Aspen, and I get to hear the sound. I thought it would be quite disruptive, but every time I hear that sound, I just smile. I'm like, wow, life is working out for me. The life I've always imagined is here right now. I'm living it. And it's when we get into that energetic posture of it's already happening. Wow, I already feel fulfilled. I already feel at peace. I'm happy in my body. I'm grateful for my relationships, right? And not to settle, you can also then anticipate what it would feel like when you're living the life you imagine, because chances are right now, where you are today, at some point in your life, you dreamed that up. You're like, wow, I can't wait till blank, fill in the blank. And now you're living that life that at one point you weren't. And so your future self is smiling at you going, ah, I am going to be living that life. And so it's our job in this present moment to cultivate the feelings that put you in touch with the life you imagine, right? That you start feeling those feelings now, and then you start anticipating what it would feel like, what it would look like, what it would taste like, where you'll be, what you'll be wearing, who you'll be surrounded with. I used to play this game in a mastermind that I created, and I was like, if you could take a helicopter, right, to anywhere in the world, where would you go and who would you be sitting next to? who would be in that helicopter. And when you land at this place that you want to be at and you had room for six people at the dinner table, who would you be having dinner with? Right? And what that does is it creates this level of anticipation of looking at what you would gain. So you may have to lose a toxic friend. You may have to lose the judgments you have of yourself in order to gain a relationship you've always dreamed of, in order to meet one of your heroes, in order to build the business in the way that you'd like to build it. And so for all of you out there that have been feeling the energy of the eclipses, congratulations. You might need more sleep. You might need more food. You might need more rest. You might need more baths. I have been reading, taking baths, tons of Epsom salts, drinking tons of water, tea at night, right? I had a beer a couple nights ago and just knocked me out and I slept better than I've ever slept. So do whatever you feel called to do to take care of and nurture you, because you can't lose what is naturally yours. You can't lose who you are to your core, but you can lose your limitations. You can lose your judgments. You can lose your stress. You can lose your anxiety. And in the process, you might gain peace of mind. You might gain more joy. You might gain rest. You might gain kindness. You might gain truth and information, right? You might gain having the best relationship with yourself you've ever had. You never know until you allow yourself to go through what may feel scary at the time, but is actually part of the process of evolving. You cannot have your dream life with what is currently in your world. You have to be willing to let go. But guess what? This is the part that most people don't like. And it was the part where I found myself drooling and crying and sobbing and snotting on my bathroom floor. I wasn't in control of what needed to be let go of and how it looked. And I hadn't had that experience in over 12 years, and it scared me. I will be totally honest with you. It scared me. It felt so vulnerable. It felt out of control. It felt like this energy of who the heck will love me if they see me like this. And I hadn't seen that side of me in over 12 years. And it did freak me out. I was like, I thought I healed this part of me. But it came back to invite me into something greater. So for all of you out there going through something major, whether you're going through a change in relationships, you're moving locations, you're going through a change with your dynamic with your children, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you lost the love of your life, maybe you're, you know, starting a new job or you're starting your own business, like whatever transition you are in, my invitation to you right now is embrace the unknown. We often label the unknown, especially when it comes to financial survival or our heart survival, and it's unknown, we get scared. We get afraid. We shut down. We start to collapse our energy. But what if you started to open up your energy to the unknown? Because if you look at going to a place in the world, you know, if I said to you, hey, we're going to get on a plane, we're going to go to this place that you've never been to before, and we're going to have a week of adventure, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm so excited. But if I say to you, hey, pack up your bags and you're going to have a whole new life, you go, oh my God, I don't know if I can handle it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You're being called to go on an adventure that matches your spirit. It matches your heart's request. It matches the information you would like to receive and be living on the planet. And my invitation to you is, why not? Why not? So for all of you out there, get out your journals and write, what is my heart's desire? What is like the identity I would like to adopt? Are you living in fear? Are you not going after your dreams? I've been trying to watch the Jeff Bezos document. I guess it's not a documentary. It's the movie Jeff Bezos on, I think it's on Amazon Prime. That would make sense, right? And I'm get like halfway through the movie and then I fall asleep. And it's a really fascinating movie because, you know, no one believed in what he was doing. People thought he was crazy, and yet he didn't give up on his dreams. And it was scary, but he packed his bags because he said he would rather live with the failure of not succeeding than live with the regret of not trying. And so for all of you out there, we are being called to wake up, to live our heart's desire, to go after our dreams. And the eclipses right now are supporting you. So if you feel crazy, high five, I've been there. If you need to cry it out, high five, I've been there. Maybe get out your journal and start writing, like, what would you like to create? What are those big, lofty dreams? And you can even look at, what are you scared of losing? Be transparent with yourself, because in the transparency is freedom, right? I used to hold back a lot of stories that I have been through in my life. I've been writing, and that my second book, whenever it comes out, it'll come out. My first book is being republished, which we will keep you up to date when that happens. But there's new information that needed to be in the first book, and there's more information that needs to go in the second book. And for the first time in my life, it's like, I trust the timing of the universe. So for all of you out there, trust the timing. Let the universe support you. Let the people in your life that are good for you, let them support you. And if they're not good for you, let them go. And I don't mean this in a mean way. It's just, do you want to allow yourself to stay where you've always been and stay in an energy where you're people pleasing or hanging on to the same friends or relationships that aren't serving you? Or would you like to let go and allow yourself this newfound freedom? So there is this People Pleasing the Class, which is an online course, which also you get weekly live Zoom calls with me for facilitation, for support, for clarity. I truly believe that people pleasing is probably the root cause of the majority of the places in our life where we don't feel like we're a success. So whether that's business, whether that's money, whether that's your investments, your savings, your relationships, I can't tell you the number of people who've come to me with autoimmune deficiencies. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's from people pleasing. It's from you worrying about what other people think. It's from you believing that you have to sort of heal your lineage. And most of you came to this planet at this time to probably break your ancestral cycle. And sometimes that's not always an easy task to have, but it can be really easy to do if you start to support you, if you start to allow the universe to support you. So if you're curious about how people pleasing might be impacting you and you're not really sure, I would encourage you to go check out the page, because I talk a lot about the symptoms that you might be having. I talk a lot about where you might be getting stuck, and you can certainly check that out and see if maybe now is the time to choose you above all, to recreate a new identity with yourself, one in which you let yourself be all of you all the time. Because otherwise, my friends, what's the point, right? These eclipses, designed to shake things up. Mercury is still in retrograde, so it's shaking things up even more. But if you continue to give your heart permission to thrive, give your body permission to communicate with you, to create a different relationship with your sense of self, on the other side of this will be a life that you've always wanted to have. And so please don't be afraid to be yourself. Please don't be afraid to speak up after your dreams. Please don't be afraid to commit to all of you. And so you're doing a really good job at life if nobody's told you. Thank you so much for listening. So you can go onto my website, katherinemackintosh.com, check out People Pleasing the Class. It'll give you like the symptoms, the experiences. And if you're like, oh my God, this might be for me, please join us. You can join at any time. There's weekly calls, and those live calls, you get my personal support on Zoom. We get to have a conversation, which is really exciting. And we get to open up new doors to what's next for you, what's next for the planet. And oh man, it's not for the faint of heart to be in a human body at this time, but I honor, celebrate, and adore each of you for being here, for taking the time to listen. If this inspired you, please feel free to send us an email. Please feel free to share this show with anybody out there that you think might resonate. And I look forward to seeing you next time. So thanks for being here. And until next time, my friends, bye for now.
Katherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.